Please welcome from Sydney, Ohio, operator of a 1,000-acre farm, Mr. Rob Joslin.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Have a seat, Rob.
Great. You notice my Ohio State tie?
I saw your Ohio State tie. That's the Ohio State.
The Ohio State tie, yes.
That's right. You probably wondered how I remembered all that information about you.
I assume you wrote it down.
Actually, I have a photographic memory. That's how I know. It was, I don't know how much of it was true, but it sounded good, didn't it?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I was trying to remember a few aspects of that. I do have one comment. Though I was thinking backstage, we were talking, it would be a little better for not to give a down market report before you bring the four presidents of the natural commodity organizations onto the stage. So I would suggest that be a change.
So we should have just had Greg lie? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That Greg, would, do you want to come back and do the report again?
That would work for me.
Everything's up 50. There you go. Let me mention a couple of things here. First of all, Darren set the bar very high.
He always does.
Yeah, so you've got to be nervous, I would guess. Scared to death. No, really. Your reputation. How are we doing so far? Are we doing all right?
I'm fine.
Your reputation precedes you, so you're the perfect guy to fill this slot here. A lot of these folks obviously are familiar with ASA closely. Some are not. Why don't you give us kind of an update and overview? You've had some pretty lofty goals the last few years, particularly during your presidency. Tell us some of those major goals and how close you are to satisfying or reaching those objectives.
Let's see. One personal objective I have is to visit as many of our state affiliates as I can. I actually should count them. We have 25 state affiliates. I know I'm past halfway through that. One of the things that makes ASA work is the fact that we're a grassroots organization. And it's just like Congress. I think it's important to know what the states are thinking to be effective for the American Soybean Association. So I want to visit as many of those and understand their own unique culture. And I'll guarantee every state has their own unique culture within ASA. That's a pleasure. That's a goal I have. Mm-hmm. Policy-wise, obviously, we need it now, biodiesel tax incentive put back in place. It's costing the U.S. soybean farmers 25 cents for every bushel. On my 500 acres of soybeans, that's over $6,000 a year. Couple that with all the jobs lost, that's our job goal right now for ASA.
And give me an update on that right now, exactly where we are.
It is in a Senate jobs bill. Jobs Bill 2, or whatever they call that, was pulled out at the last minute of the last jobs bill. And it's on the Senate floor being discussed right now in the second jobs bill. We do need to push that over the goal line. I kind of feel, be honest about it, people say, well, when is this going to happen? And I say, well, I guess I kind of feel like a bride that goes to the altar and comes away without a ring. We've been at the altar two or three times, and we haven't gotten a ring or a finger on this. But I do believe we will be successful in passing this.
You know, when I looked at you, the first impression I had was a bride going to the altar. Don't you think?
Thank you. That's a.
But I mean that in the best possible way. All right, so those are some of your objectives. Now tell me about, in addition, we've kind of bridged that a little bit, tell me some of the major issues that are facing your producers specifically. There are obviously some general ones across the board of agriculture that we're going to talk about here in a second, but specifically some of the hot issues that are on your forefront.
Well, I do know Darren talked on climate change. That's important. American Soybean Association has been engaged. We have our own study that we have looked at. We came up with a 9-point position paper that we believe those points have to be considered for our producers, for the benefit of our producers. There's several key points on that. One of the things we need to look at is infrastructure improvement to improve the efficiency of shipping our products in the United States. And we cannot ever forget, even though we're a soybean farmer, we're not as nitrogen, as fertilizer intensive as some industries or some agriculture industries. Our number one customers are our livestock producers. We also sell beans to the oilseed processors. Sure. We have to not forget that the market doesn't stop at our farm gate. And with that, very important to keep legislation and regulation in the United States that does not put the U.S. soybean producer at a disadvantage to our international competitor. I think that's an important component as we look at regulating and legislating any potential climate change.
And that's a constant theme that we heard last year. We've got to have the same sets of rules. We can't be put at an unfair advantage or disadvantage than some of our competitors. One last question here, and it bridges what we talked with Darren. Tell me what you feel the mood is, the theme is, the reception in Washington now compared to you've been involved with ASA for a number of years.
I think we have challenges. Every year we get a few less legislators, a few less of the public that has actually set foot on a soybean farm or a production farm. We have to consistently deliver the message. And I know all of agriculture believes this. We're not the problem. We're the solution. Modern agriculture is the solution. We just need to deliver it better. And I think our legislatures need to hear that. We did have an opportunity to visit with Secretary Vilsack a little bit ago, and I know he's going to address this crowd, so I'll let him deliver his message.
Very good. Rob, Darren is back playing a game of Wii waiting on you just off stage, so we'll let you join him, and we'll
Thank
bring you back in
much.
A moment.
Thank
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen, Rob Joslin.